And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Jethro with a Country Twist Studios, and we're glad to be here. I'm Joppin. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, babe?
Hey, thanks, buddy. So we're in our new place and new digs, hanging out with Conrad, who's a country music legend in the Michigan radio market. Been on the radio for probably 30 years, and we're having a good time. And one of my favorite music buddies is down in Lafayette, Louisiana, and he's one of my favorite barbecue buddies. And I miss you, bro. T-Gid!
I miss y'all too, man. I tell you what, we've been busy down here.
Ooh. Man, I got to know you are, because he's in Lafayette, Louisiana, and if our listeners know anything about the weather, he's had a bunch of it down there. And so again, T-Gid, tell us, how'd you fare through that, man?
Well, I mean, God bless us. You know, I mean, last year, Lake Charles, just about, 80 miles to the west of us on the border of Texas, Louisiana, they caught two hurricanes. They didn't sure need one. And then we're right in the middle of southern Louisiana, and that thing was coming right at us. Ida was coming right at us, coming off of Cuba. And then I guess with maybe a little frontal, pressure, just kind of pushed it a little bit more to the east. And unfortunately, some of our friends out there, around the Venice and Grand Isle and Port Fouchon, and it made its way all the way up in the between. It's like a perfect goalpost, man, between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Unfortunately, New Orleans was on the west end of the east end of those winds, and they caught some hell. But we were blessed. It was a beautiful day. I was barbecuing. I think Jop chimed in on a few my posts, and our prayers and our love and our hearts are definitely with those who lost a lot.
Yeah, tough man. Amazing what Mother Nature can do.
High risk, high reward. You want to live on the coast, that's the dice you roll,
Right. But, well, let's talk about some of that reward. What do you think,
Bob? Yeah, Bubba.
Well, I just want to let wind this boy up and turn him loose on some Cajun.
T-Gid, it's football season. Let's talk a little bit about Cajun tailgate. What are two or three things that always show up on a Cajun tailgate? You guys know, man, how to play some football down there.
I think we're spiritually connected, dude, because I tell you, I had a buddy of mine. We tailgated hard for like 15 years, and he had a flash drive. It must have 1,000 pictures on it, and he dropped it off last night, and I stayed up till midnight reminiscing when my kids were young. And dude, the food that we cooked. I mean, I ain't got the energy to cook that hard anymore.
Right.
I don't even know how we did it. But, I mean, we did everything from whole hog. We did
that's an aggressive tailgate.
Oh, no, whole hog is God. I mean, we get out there at like 2 o'clock in the morning and let it go all day. And the signature dish, of course, was the crawfish makshu. We do a jambalaya. We did dirty rice. We did the smothered potatoes, chicken wings, pizza. It's what we didn't do. I mean, and for homecoming, we'd even bust out a sack of oysters, and we'd chuck them, and we'd do some grilled oysters. And that was always a fan favorite, but the problem was that I was sucking them down raw before they could get them to the
grill.
They were pissed off at me.
Right. Are you getting those right out of the Gulf?
No, they're in his front yard now due to the wind.
Yeah. Well, Grand Isle is the best place to get the most salty, natural produced oysters in the Gulf Coast. And unfortunately, that hurricane probably did some damage to the oyster beds, but they'll be back. They always are.
Yeah, they're probably over in Tampa right about now.
Yeah. Well, the seafood, the bad news about hurricanes, everybody can purely understand. But the good news about hurricanes, when it comes to, if you're in the outdoors and fishing and all that stuff, is that there's something about a hurricane after it passes, how it just, man, it's like fishing on steroids. I don't know what it is. The crabs are more plentiful. The shrimp are more plentiful. You remember that scene on Forrest Gump when he was the only shrimp boat out there in the Gulf, and he came in with all that shrimp? It's kind of like that, it's just everywhere.
That's funny.
So tell our listeners, makshu, I've heard you talk about this before, but we're from the north, and I don't think they're going to know what that is. And it's good, so run us down on that.
I think you can actually even find that recipe at T-Gids on thegrillingguys.com under recipes because you've done it here, but that's a great one.
Yeah, it's so simple. The reason that I say it's so simple, it's only seven ingredients, really. And it's a method, you know, and you just got to practice and perfect the method of when to introduce each ingredient. And
I think
it's everything from whole kernel corn to onions and bell pepper and tasso, sweet kernel corn, heavy whipping cream. And of course, you know, your favorite seafood. You could use crawfish, you could use shrimp, you could use crab meat.
But that's it.
I mean, it's
the tough thing us Northerners have is making a good roux.
Oh. What was the thought about that?
Because you said it's methodical, and there's a technique. No, there's a technique to making roux. Am I wrong?
No, you're definitely right. I mean, vivid. This is like burned into my brain. The first time I ever made a roux, I must have been like 16 years old, and I couldn't get anybody on the phone. Like my mom had passed away, but my dad, I couldn't get him on the phone. You know, my grandma, I couldn't get nobody on. I called one of my, Greg, you know, T-Gidge, one of my brother's best friends, Troy Broussard, and I got him on the phone. I said, T-Bruce, like, I got this thing going, it's bubbling. He said, look, it was like he was helping me land the plane. You know, I was stressed out, you know, I was like, he said, don't sit down. You got to keep stirring it. Turn the fire down, turn the fire up. You know, but the secret to making a roux, you know, they say that it's 50%, you know, oil or fat. You know, you could use different types of oil, and 50% regular refined flour. But I find that mixture is a little bit too runny. So if you start off 50-50 and you put it in a black iron pot and you put it on a high fire, and once it starts bubbling like lava, start turning the fire down, keep stirring, and it's going to be real runny. So don't feel bad if you got to, like, take about a quarter cup of more flour and just kind of, you know, fan it in there and then stir it in. You wanted the consistency of, like, peanut butter that maybe is, like, a little bit on the warm side. You know, you don't want it runny. You don't want it sticking to your spoon like you got to shake it off of your spoon. But you want it pretty thick. But the thing is, once you hit that tempo, you just got to keep stirring, and know that the color is going to keep cooking. So if you get to like a peanut butter color and you want more of a milk chocolate color, you know, you got to know when to turn the fire off and just keep stirring and let it cool off naturally. And you'll see it at the end. You think, man, I think it's like twice as dark as I thought it would be. So it's just getting the hang of it. But the secret is don't sit down and keep your fire right and keep stirring. Don't let it stick to the bottom.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the new Jethro. And we're talking to T-Gid. He's one of our few remaining board of directors. One passed away and one's has a very bad health condition, so he's not able to join us. But so we're going to have to lean on T-Gid a little heavy. But when you watch me live streaming and I'm grilling on that Cajun grill, that came from this man on the phone right here. Him and his brother have a business called what?
Percy Gidger's Hearth and Patio, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. So these are charcoal grills, right?
Yeah, strictly charcoal. We don't do gas. Right. We believe in the flavor and the tempo of a natural wood fire. And it comes in different sizes, and you know, stainless steel or regular carbon black steel. We got a lot of new stuff coming out. Actually, the black ones we hadn't made in a while, but we're working on getting that made back out.
And, mine's 10 years old, and it's still just beautiful. That's a lifetime grill.
I think the black ones actually cook a little bit slower,
buddy.
Different tempo than the stainless.
It's so fun being with you, and we're out of time.
Damn it.
thanks, T-Gid. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on Jethro 94.9 and 99.5 in Bob's hometown of Lowell, Michigan. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week, and we look forward to talking to you next week. See ya.